What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 39 of the Save Data Cast, your bi-weekly discussion, gaming discussion. We're trying things out. We're going back to gaming this week. Show where we talk about video games. We rank cereal, apparently, and talk about loops of lies known as Applejacks. And this week, we're going to talk about games that should be remade. Joining me, as always, is the Captain Zach.
Am I a squid or am I a kid? Neither. I'm an octopus. You can be octopuses in this game now. I don't know if y'all know.
I gathered that from your intro, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're called octolings. I can't remember. That might be the villains in the main game, in the campaign mode. There's a lot of crazy lore in Splatoon, y'all.
Yeah, they when I learned
it does it's, take place in destroyed France. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
When that trailer happened with like arid destroyed France with an upside down Eiffel Tower in the ground, I was like, huh. Didn't know Splatoon was that real. Okay.
I haven't finished the main campaign. But they like have like lore tidbits that you're slowly collecting, and it's like, yeah, planet got destroyed because humans are bad. Then human scientists survived and they tried to do things with octopuses and then or squids, and then presumably that's how we got the future that now
and they turned somehow turned into squid kids.
Yeah. And they adopted our obsession with fashion and appearance and being cool. So
Splatoon and shooting is each other with paint. Wild.
Yeah.
Like all weapons in the world were gone, and then one squid kid found a fucking paint gun and they're like, yes.
We must reinvent war. That's as is the human condition.
Splatoon 3 is the future the liberals want, and if that's the case, then sign me up.
Speaking of the future that the liberals want, we have joining us the hockey stick and sickle herself. That's Elise.
That was a good transition. Yeah.
Thank you. Couldn't let that one slide.
That's a good new title for Elise, the future the liberals want.
Really funny.
Do you want that as your new title, Elise? We can do that.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that.
And we are also joined by the ace attorney himself. That's Pridge.
Yo.
Folks, before we get into our topic of the show, which is games that should be remade, I do want to hear from at least Zach, because I do want to know what it is like to be an octopus.
That's great, dude. You get cooler hair, in my opinion. That's the only difference. It used to be an octoling. It's just hair. The hairstyles are different. Instead of being more smooth, they have the little suction cups on them, which look pretty cool.
I realize you can actually like play as them now.
Yeah. I think that started in Splatoon 2's DLC. I didn't play the DLC, but I did play about a month of Splatoon 2 and really liked it. And I'll probably play about a month of this game. So much fun. I am so happy to jump in with this. The campaign I like, but I don't think I'm going to finish it because I like the multiplayer a lot more. And obviously that's the draw with Splatoon, but I did finish the Splatoon 2 multiplayer or single player. This just feels... It's fun, but a lot of it feels like test challenges, like in Metal Gear, like the VR missions where it's like shoot a bunch of targets in this time limit, do this thing.
Is that what the single player is like?
Yeah, in this game at least. I mean there are like enemies that are like tentacle things with smiley faces on them. They're kind of derpy looking, but I will say that there is a cool twist of like who the major villains are, but it's fine. But then, yeah, the multiplayer is just so exciting. Also, for the people asking, 100%, I went team gear.
Gotta go team gear.
Deserted Island,
team
you gotta bring gear.
Metal Gear.
Yeah, it's very good.
Beck-ass like, kid-friendly hentai? Is that accurate?
Yeah, sure. If you go online, it's not though. But I mean, just like the single player is so much fun because you don't have to be good at a shooter. All you have to do is ink the floor, at least in one of the modes, because there's a lot of them. The ranked battles cycle through four different kinds of matches, which you can use to your advantage if you're really good at one. You can just only play the ranked when it's that match and then say, nah, I don't want to do the football one. It fucking sucks. Which is what I do, because fuck the clam one, whatever it's a sports one. You carry the ball across the field. Well, you have to get a bunch of clams and it becomes a giant football, and then you throw it at the goal and then it breaks the goal open and then your team can score. It sucks. I hate clam blitz. Thank you. It sucks.
Splatoon is so fucking weird and I love it.
But Salmon Run is so good. Yeah, so me and Sibylla played Salmon Run today. That's their like horde mode, co-op horde mode. That has always been great. It's still fun. I wish there was variety of music in Salmon Run, because the music in the main multiplayer is so good, but in Salmon Run it's mostly the same. And it's a good song. You just get a little tired song.
Yeah.
But it's a blast. They're constantly rotating things. Like even in Salmon Run, it rotates between a few maps, but also makes you rotate between weapons every round that you don't get to choose. Which is actually good. Like it keeps it fresh. And then yeah, if you jump into the other multiplayer modes, you choose your weapon, of which there are so many to choose from. It is weird starting over again, because in Splatoon 2, I used to have so much like top ranked shit gear. But here I'm like, oh, I don't even have gear that has like the max unlock slots yet. Like, this is wild. I have to play this video game to like get better gear and do all that shit, and it's a fun grind. There's like a few things I think are a little and I think the people saying that this probably just could have been like a large expansion are not entirely wrong. I will say this, to me feels like how Overwatch 2 is coming out in a few months, and that's just
less than a month.
Yeah. Is it like an entirely new thing? No, but like, for somebody like me, if Splatoon released a new expansion, I would not have jumped into it. But because they're like, hey, big new shiny package, you got to pay $60 to get in, I was like, okay, sure, that sounds good. I'll pay that. Let's get in here. It's super fun. I dig this.
Should I get Splatoon? I've never played Splatoon.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if you'd like it, David. I don't know your feelings on stuff like this, but.
I don't usually touch anything related to shooting that involves a controller. If yeah, I don't right, have to
mouse and keyboard.
But yeah. I feel like, oh yeah, Sibylla, yeah, you're right. I should have played the demo. I should have played the demo. 100% correct.
They should still have the demo out. I get why, because they only did multiplayer in the demo, but they should let you do like the first bit of the story, because it is very different than other shooters. I don't know if you like the motion control.
The gyro controls.
I guarantee you, I won't like the gyro controls.
Once you get used to them, you love them, though. I will say.
But also, I'm just entirely 100% used to playing shooters on PC with mouse and keyboard that I can like never go back.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's the thing where like, yeah, I don't think you would like it, David. But
because I do like competitive shooters, I am a fan of those. I will say,
for a game that is like, the main mode is just inking, so you don't have to be good at shooting.
Oh, but
when you get into those
ranked
matches, you got to be a fucking killer.
I
want to
be.
You got to be. It's so good, dude. What like, and I'm still trying to figure out like what weapons I like more competitively. But
that's why I can't get into like Valorant or CS:GO, because like if I go in a rank, I just get dumpstered so hard because I've never gotten into that type of.
And I will say like one of the ranked modes is like. Basically capture the or King of the Hill, where you like have to keep a certain area inked the most, and then your team like scores points, like your counter goes up. And for that one, like I pick a specific gun that is better at coating a large area than it is to killing. But then like other modes, I'm like, okay, I need to be ready
like
to kill somebody.
Like I want to play, but I want to spend $60 to play.
It's definitely, you know, it's a cost proposition. And also there's a lot of very good video games coming out in the next couple months. So.
Yeah, and now is probably a bad time for me to get into that.
And also, you have a Steam Deck now. I don't know how easy it will be for you to pick up a Switch again, which is what I'm worried about when my Steam Deck arrives next week.
I have not used my Switch in many moons.
Yeah.
I played like half of Live Alive, and they're Live Alive. I think it's Live Alive.
No one knows.
No, I think it's Live Alive. I think they said it in a direct.
But do they even know?
Probably not.
Be honest.
Probably not.
Every time I see or hear someone talking about it, they say both. Yeah. And then they say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Nintendo has done like two different directs for Pokemon Legends Arceus, and they said it differently in each one or something like that. Like, I don't know. So
It's like for decades, everyone has called it Arceus.
And then they're like, oh, no, it's Arceus. We're like, okay.
And then, yeah, I'm sure that was because of Arceus.
Yeah, it has the word arse in it, so can't have that. Yeah.
Just like you can't have Tears of the Kingdom in
Great
Britain.
I almost made that joke, David. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Elise, you been playing anything?
I have not talked about Guilty Gear on here, have I?
No!
Oh, that's right, you played with Chris.
I actually haven't played it in a couple days. But yeah, Guilty Gear Strive is so dope. I have exclusively played Bridget, other than like doing a couple like arcade modes.
Hell yeah!
It's so good. So I don't have a ton of history with fighting games. I got into Dragon Ball FighterZ a few years ago for a little bit, mm-hmm. but Dragon Ball FighterZ netcode is really bad. It's getting better. It's going to be better with the new release, and they're adding rollback to PC. But Guilty Gear Strive netcode is like really good. I can play with people basically across the world, and it feels perfect because they got rollback netcode.
Yeah, as Beck pointed out in the chat, Elise, how badly did you kick Chris's ass at Guilty Gear Strive?
So I saw that he was like playing. Playing some, so I like hopped in. I was like, yo, Chris, fight me. And so he did. And this was right before one of the I think it was the zero rating tier list. That was right before that. Mm. And I think we played 20 games and I beat him 19-1.
Jesus Christ.
Even that good. Okay, so. Guilty Gear Strive has a weird rating list. A lot of people don't like it. I kind of do. Where basically you've got like this tower with 10 floors, and each floor of the tower is just like a lobby where you can. There's a bunch of like little virtual arcade cabinets that you can set up on one side of, and then someone can come and challenge you.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
And you can go to any floor that's above you, but you can't go lower. So you can like voluntarily fight like stronger players, but you can't like go beat up on the weaker guys. And if you like win enough and you do well enough in your floor, then you'll get rated up 8 and move up, or you do bad and you move down. I actually quite like it. It makes it pretty easy to find games, I think. And it's like, it feels like you're not just like losing MMR or like losing league points or whatever every time you do something bad. And you just get to like keep fighting the same people. And I think it works really well. I've also been doing like some like organized plays where you just hop into a big lobby with some friends and different Discord servers. And that's been a lot of fun too. A lot of them are way better than me. It's 91, but these guys have been me. All of these, they've been like, you know, do 3 matches and then rotate. Yeah. Just like so everyone gets a chance to play each other. And I regularly get 0-3.
Dang.
But I'm getting better and I'm having a lot of fun. Bridget is trans, has yo-yos and a teddy bear, and it's very fun.
Bridget looks awesome. Bridget looks like a very awesome character.
She's a lot of fun. She's got like a ton of really good tools. She's also very squishy. She's got one of the least like effective health in the game. Yeah, other than that, I've been just like playing a bunch of like trying out a bunch of other fun games. I played a bit of Tekken, I played a bit of Multiverses, Persona 4 Arena, Destiny, obviously. That's not a fighting game, but you don't need to be talking about it. Really, really good. That's all you need to be to say.
So,
I feel like you say that every episode. You're like, oh, by the way, Destiny's still good.
Okay, I'm not wrong. Destiny's still good.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Prudge, you been playing anything?
Outside of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, which I'm obviously still playing.
Gosh. Have you beaten it yet?
Yeah, I beat the main story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I beat the main story about hour like 115 or something. I'm at hour 140 now.
Jesus Christ.
not stopping anytime soon.
Oh, Bridge, you're fucking monster.
What else am I gonna play right now? I mean, not until Bayonetta is there anything I give a shit about. But actually, I would like to talk about a game I started playing today that came out this year, but I only just recently heard about, called Citizen Sleeper.
Oh, I've heard so many good things about
it. I've heard
this
it's
game.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah, so
really good.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting game. The basic concept is you owed a bunch of money to a corporation, you sold them your body, they put your digitized human consciousness in an artificial body, and then that artificial body works for them until you've paid off your debts. The game starts out as you've escaped, and you now basically find yourself on this, like, out, like, this space station on the outskirts of this, like, you know, futuristic dystopian capitalist society, and you're basically trying to find a way to survive because your body is programmed with planned obsolescence. So you will break soon, and obviously the company that owns your consciousness also wants you back because you're their proprietary property. So it's got this really cool futuristic dystopian vibe. It's got a sense of space Disco Elysium to it. That's kind of the feel I get. The sort of core mechanic of it that's really cool is every day or cycle, as they call it in this game, you roll a certain number of dice based on your current health, and you use those dice to do actions, and the higher the dice roll, the better the chance of success on actions like doing scrap metal, foraging for something, talking to someone, for a bunch of different things. And again, different. You can get a positive, a neutral, or a negative outcome, and events are either safe, risky, or dangerous. So it's thinking of sort of like, okay, I should use my 6 dice, which pretty much has an almost guaranteed positive success, on a super dangerous activity, and then save my 1s and 2s for safer, low-risk activities, because even if I screw them up, there's not as much danger to them. So it's kind of got this cool setup of just, you know, exploring the space station, getting to do a certain number of things each cycle, and, you know, meet a bunch of cool characters, try and handle a bunch of different problems you have. And again, it only takes apparently 7 hours to beat, and I'm 3 hours in. But it looks like there's definitely some replay value to it, because it doesn't look like there's any way you can do everything all in one run. So it's got this really cool vibe to it, and I'm really enjoying it after 3 hours. Looking forward to playing more. Honestly, I'll probably have a single run beaten by the end of this weekend, honestly. But yeah, it's really, really cool. It's only $20 on Steam.
Dope.
It's only the second game by the developer Jump Over the Age, and I've never heard of the first one.
Into the Waters,
in Other Waters.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, but this game's really cool, so people should check it out.
And it's playable on Steam Deck. The only issue it has is small text in some parts, so might be technical. Look at that.
Yeah. Also, the Crazy Nudo just resubbed for 7 months now. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Crazy Nudo. Oh, and I think we missed Analyster resubscribed for 14 months earlier, too. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you both.
Yeah, that's a like kind of genre of sci-fi that I've seen like take like blow up the past couple of years. I mean, Outer Wilds is a similar thing, right? Where it's like you're in debt to this company. You can't die, you're just and then Hardspace Shipbreaker is a very similar thing, right? Sign this contract at the beginning of the game, like
Meant Outer Worlds.
Worlds, fuck.
Okay. I was really confused. I was like, dead?
It's like my favorite game.
At least it is not your fault. Both of those games came out the same year. They are one letter apart.
It's like, so fucking wild that happened. I still can't get over it.
It's Outer Wilds, and it's the Outer Worlds.
That doesn't help me.
Four-letter difference.
That doesn't help me in the slightest, David. Yeah. I want to emphasize that.
Yeah, but I think it's a really cool thing, and I do want to check this out. But also, we'll see.
Yeah, let us know if it's a good game to stream Bridge, because I think it actually would be then.
I didn't want to bring it up because we have so many things we want to stream. I think it's a perfect game to stream.
Absolutely.
Again, it's only like, apparently it's only around 7 hours, so it wouldn't even be that many.
Yeah.
Two, three.
It would absolutely be a good stream. I just didn't want to be the one to mention it because we have way too many things we're trying to stream.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's fair.
What about you, David?
I want to talk. I've been playing a ton of games. I'm not going to talk in depth about most of them because
you got the Steam Deck here.
I got the Steam Deck. I've been going buck wild playing a bunch of short games that are like natively on Steam, loaded that fucker up with EmuDeck, been emulating a ton of stuff all over the place. I love my Steam Deck. It's great. If you're not playing AAA games too, like the battery life is 10 out of 10. Like absolutely great.
Oh,
if you're
really?
Not playing. Yeah, man. So I played Fire Emblem 6 all the way through to completion. And that was like two or three charges. Like it was great. Like the battery life was fantastic. I will say with some of the older games and emulated games that rely on frame rate, you can't lower the frame rate to increase your battery life because
interesting.
It lowers the speed of the game. that's what happened to me with Fire Emblem. I was like, oh, I'll turn it down to like, I don't need 60 frames per second on Fire Emblem. I'll turn it down to 30. And then the game was just like,
running at half speed.
Absolutely chugging. But yeah, like I played Fire Emblem 6 all the way through. That game's great. Super recommend emulating that because you can't play it in English. Get the fan translation. It's pretty good, but as Elise was saying, I think in the pre-show, I don't remember if that was on the show.
I don't think it was on stream.
Yeah, it's fan translation, so Roy and Lelina are not especially eloquent at times.
Happens to the best of us.
Like that game's great. The GBA emulation's fantastic. I emulated, what else did I emulate? I did a PS1 game that I can't remember which one it was, but PS1 ran fantastically, no issues at all. I tested a PS2 game that didn't like go into it or anything, but tested PS2, seemed to emulate really well. They did a good job trying to standardize some of the inputs across the different emulation cores so that you're like speed up, slow down, save states are mostly consistent. So like that stuff's been great. EmuDeck took me probably 30 minutes to an hour to set up, and it has like everything. Like it has RetroArch, which has like all the things, plus like Citra and other things for emulating like Switch. There's PrimeHack in there for specifically emulating Metroid Prime.
Heck yeah.
So there's a ton of stuff in there. It is probably the best handheld you can buy for emulation right now. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, it's going to outdo everything at the price point and most of the stuff above the price point in terms of handheld, like Android emulation and Linux emulation, stuff like that. So it's just great. Love it for that. Highly recommend it for that. I am continuing to emulate and play new things on the emulator. I also played a few different games just to get ideas of how games with varying controls play. I played Into the Breach for like two or three runs until I beat one run, and then I was like, man, I don't like this game, so I stopped playing it. I was like, it's a roguelike. It is a roguelike. Yeah. I think I said this to Pridge or something in one of our chats. I was like, I knew it was a roguelike. I knew it was strategy based. I thought I'd get more out of it. Like I knew I wouldn't love it, but I thought I'd get more out of it than there was there.
I love it, but if you pick a team comp layout that you don't like, fuck that.
Yeah. Well, just like the first time I beat it,
I picked like, I was like, oh, this one sounds cool. And as soon as I started playing it, like two of the mechs had no way of doing damage. They were just about manipulating enemies.
Yeah. Oh, and I was like, that team is probably the only one. That's not the only team I don't enjoy playing as.
Yeah, and I had to use all my points to buy them. And I was like, well,
yeah,
I don't want to replay another run as the team I already beat it with, but this sucks.
I don't think I've ever finished a run with the Steel Judoka, if that's who you're talking about.
I think it is, actually.
As the name suggests, they're like based on judo, and yeah. there's one that stands one behind you and whatever, and they're considered the worst in the game. They're not good.
Great.
Like, I beat it once with the base team that you get, like, my second or third run,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, cool, that was fun, they're all going to be the same after this, so... Like I thought there'd be a little more of a story, like a little more something there to grab onto, but it is just it's just
the cool gameplay. Yeah, it's
yeah. Which the gameplay was fine. It just felt very, very samey to me very quickly. Without having characters or anything to kind of bolster that up. So didn't love it. Played great on the Steam Deck. Would recommend if you like keep playing it on the Steam Deck. What else did I play real quick? Played Papers, Please for the first time. That game played pretty well.
The first time?
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Finally. What'd you think?
I thought it was all right.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it's all right.
Fuck you.
Zach, it has fucking roguelike elements. What did you expect me to think?
I mean, barely.
There's like 20 endings, and it tracks which ones. And like, yeah, I died real quick the first time.
For sure. You're gonna fuck up real bad. Yeah.
I shouldn't say like roguelike, but it has branching elements that are like sort of roguelike-y.
I would say the roguelikiness is more that the people you encounter each day are randomized, apart from the few encounters that have to happen. But
yeah.
So you're not doing the exact same, you're not memorizing
I mean, I thought it was pretty good. Again, it was one of those things where, like, I thought it was going to have a little more oomph to the story based on, like, how many people I had heard that love the game. Not just you, Zach, but, like, a ton of other people were like, oh, Papers, Please is really good. And I was like, okay, I was expecting a bit more than what it was. And it was still good. I still had a good time. The controls for that one were a little weird. You use the touchpad like a mouse, which I thought I would hate. And after, 5-10 minutes... I actually liked it, so it was fine.
Really? Okay, that was my concern. I was like, is that why you didn't like it? Because
no, like it took a few minutes to get used to, but once I was used to it, I was like, oh no, this is fine. I'm totally cool with this. It was good. I just didn't fall in love with it. I got I got probably four endings. A relatively good ending, and then I was like, okay, that's good enough.
I mean, if you played it that many times, that's impressive.
I don't think I ever gotten
that. I mean, I didn't restart from the beginning each time. I went back to like where I messed up and fixed it.
fair.
I had a good time with that. And then the last one I'm playing a little bit of, I'm not too far, is I'm finally giving Disco Elysium like a fair shot on the Steam Deck. And I'm having a good time. It's a heavy game, so like I'm not playing it that much. Taking it in little bits and pieces, but I'm having a good time with it so far. Controls are actually, I would say, the controls for Disco Elysium are probably the worst out of the games I've played on the Steam Deck, including emulators.
I was gonna say, Disco Elysium is one of the games I was probably going to use to play, or probably going to use my Steam Deck to play. So
yeah, it still works. It's not too bad. It's just a little clunky compared to a lot of the other games. Like moving around is fine. It's interacting with things that gets a little like clunky because there's no just interact with the thing right in front of you. You have to like highlight and use one of your control sticks to select a thing and then actually interact with it. It's a little weird. But I'm having a good time. I'm super not far. The first time I played it, I didn't even make it out of the hotel.
Oh damn.
I died really, really quickly. I tried to get my tie off the ceiling fan my first playthrough and took damage, and I only had 2 health. Tried to get my tie off the ceiling fan, took damage, went downstairs, selected the option that was to tell the barkeeper to fuck off, which I thought would just be a normal, like, give him the bird and walk away. But no, the main character did a running dive backwards, double bird in the air, and then ran into the lady with a wheelchair, took a damage, and died. So
hilarious. Incredible.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 game. It's great, though.
Disco Elysium is a game where you can softlock yourself by not having enough wherewithal to sit in a bad chair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not having the mental strength.
So good.
Great game. Folks, I want to get into the topic of the show. Recently, Last of Us Part 1, Last of Us 1 remake came out, and there's been a lot of discourse about should this game have been remade? It's not that old. I kind of agree with most of that discourse that it didn't really need to be remade or released at full price. I thought that was kind of wild.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure, if you didn't play Last of Us Part 1, this is the way to do it out of the ways that are there, but like there's so many other projects that could have used those resources. So I want to talk about what games we would like remade. And I'm using remade kind of in two ways. This is kind of how I look at it. There's, Last of Us Part 1 style remake where it's pretty true to the original. It's got an art upgrade. Maybe they fix a couple little gameplay, AI hiccups, tweak a few menus, those types of things. Mm-hmm. True to the original. Or go Final Fantasy VII remake style, where
for convenience sake, can we call that a reimagining?
That's sure. A good word for it. I'm down for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That works.
So like a remaster, remake, same thing. But then if we want to talk about like kind of re-envisioning the project, we call it reimagining.
Yeah.
Would you consider like Resident Evil 2? Like a reimagining.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think so, because like it's still true to the story. It just fixed the tank gameplay.
No, I'd call it a reimagining.
I would too, Elise. I think so much of it is different. I understand what you mean. It is very true to the original, but yeah. They had to rebalance a lot of things.
I think reimagining implies that it's not necessarily true to the original.
Okay.
It's taking a are
their core gameplay elements changed?
Yes.
The combat in the traversal, I would say, is pretty entirely changed. But like it's still very Resident Evil-y. The story is essentially the same, but obviously like brand new voice acting, voice acting period. Looks incredible. But you're still doing like the traditional Resident Evil inventory slots that you don't have enough to do this. It's the same puzzles in the original game. I think they changed a couple things, but
the label's not super important. I just wanted to, talking about what thing you want remade, like I want to hear, like, do you want it to stay true to the original? Do you want people to go crazy? Do you want to give it to Tetsuya Nomura to go do fucky things with?
I want to do that to everything in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, my job, my wardrobe. I just want to give them all to Tetsuya Nomura.
I was about to make a belt joke.
Yeah, just go buy belts. Put them everywhere.
He knows
Pridge.
Exactly how to use the belt to get their.
They go everywhere, Pridge. It doesn't matter.
You do.
Your arms, your legs, your chest, your neck, everywhere. Belts.
God, we gotta get zippers to New York Fashion Week.
Gosh,
oh, don't give him that much
really,
power.
Honestly, like he should have like a presentation because
he should.
Like genuinely, I know we dunk on him a lot, but like,
tell me there are not a lot of cool ass fucking looking Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah,
he's a good character designer. Really good. He's a very good character designer. That was his original job.
Practical. I don't care. Still awesome.
Yeah. He started with character design on Final Fantasy VII, right? Or like started at Square Enix.
I don't know if that was his first one, but I think that was his like breakout.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I I can't vouch for that, but I think you're right.
Yeah, I know he did Final Fantasy VII. I just don't remember. Mm-hmm. Nope, first one was Final Fantasy IV. He was a debugger.
Oh, really?
He was a debugger. Designed. So he was a debugger in 4. Designed monsters for 5.
Okay.
Did he do anything on 6?
Graphic director of 6. Holy shit!
Oh, that's realize, fucking huge.
Didn't realize he was so that good. Big. What the fuck? Graphic director of 6, and then principal character designer for 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, Tetsuya Nomura. Also had
also had a hand in plot elements such as Aerith's death.
Wow.
Wow, fuck you then.
Then he went on to work on Parasite Eve, Brave Fencer Musashi, design characters for Final Fantasy VIII, which is the only decent part of that game.
God damn it.
The game fucking sucks. I played that recently.
Also, I know he designed the characters for the Bouncer.
Unfortunately, yeah.
which is why the main character was a first draft for, because
he was so spurned by how bad that game did. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna make the main character Sora in all of Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, who wants to lead us off? What game you want remade? Or I can lead us off if you want. Okay.
Y'all ever heard of this little game called Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri?
No.
Wow. I mean, I want to say I've heard of it, but like, I don't know shit about it.
I can make
heard of Sid Meier games.
Yeah, I can make guesses based on the name and Sid Meier. So
yeah, I mean,
I'm more of a Sigma Centauri.
Fuck you.
That joke was good.
Now, Zach, you're a Beta Centauri. Come on.
Or the owner could not do that. No. Alpha Centauri is really dope. It's you know what you would think. It's civilization, but in space. They did make a spiritual successor to it, which was Sid Meier's Civilization After Earth. But that
Beyond
game fucking
Earth.
Blows. Beyond Earth. That's
which
it.
Was bad. I agree. I did play that one.
Alpha Centauri is it. I mean, yeah, it is. You know, you build your civilization on a new planet. You're like the leaders are like the survivors of a space crash, basically. Mm. And they all spread out, and they all, one of the best parts of this game is that all the leaders have like really distinct personalities. Like there's the professor who's like, you know, super based on science, but like kind of couldn't give a shit about people, which leads to making like nerve implants that make your population into basically slaves. And that's like the people who are basically Spartans in space. There's the super capitalist with their immortal leader, because he just keeps like spending all his money making himself live longer. And those like personalities take into effect when you're like doing diplomacy with other people, and when you're like looking at how they build. It's like in normal civilization, you know, there's the trope of like Gandhi is super into nukes, but really the difference between the different factions, like they barely have a personality. Mm. You can interact with them generally the same way. One of them might be more warmongery or whatever, but and maybe you need to be like wary of them. But they won't be like, you installed nerve implants in your people, I'm not gonna
work with you. Pretty fucked up, bro, not gonna lie.
No, exactly. And that will happen in Alpha Centauri. The problem Alpha Centauri is that its UI is from
1999. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And they have made great strides in UI since, and there have been like concept arts and stuff for new UIs. It sucks. It's really bad.
Yeah,
it takes a while to get used to.
I'm looking at some screenshots of it, and the game in the UI really looks like Civilization and StarCraft fucked, and this was what came out.
Yeah, it really does. Holy shit.
I
I tore it to bits. Well, they need a better UI. They need, like, you know, update the graphics or whatever. I think it should still be strategically the exact same game.
This looks like a good game, Elise. I want to play this.
Yeah, okay. I highly recommend this game.
What's on guard?
It's also got, like, this whole thing about the more you, like, pollute and expand, the more the native life forms, these, like, brain worms, will expand and, like, get... You know, in civilization, you've got the barbarians that are basically, like, barely evolved with you. There's definitely a lot of, like, messed up politics along with that of who gets to be a civilization. Mm-hmm. But in this case, like, these alien brain worms who are... start out as just, like, basically the equivalent of the barbarians in Civ, where they're not too much of a threat, but if you don't, like, keep an eye on them, then they will wreck your ship, like, if you don't have a...
any military might. Yeah,
any military might, then, like, they will wreck you up, but, like, it's not too much of a problem, but, like, as you keep expanding and polluting and, like, raising the sea level and shit, their colonies will expand and they're, like... get bigger and stronger units, and we'll fuck you up, like, real bad in endgame.
Compared really to dumb. The barbarians that don't evolve. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
This game sounds rad.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Why did Civ continue? Give me this.
Yeah.
Give me Alpha Centauri. What the hell?
Yeah. It's great. Like, I think y'all should play it. I just wish that they
made more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sid Meier's such a goofy looking dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Damn, he's almost 69, which is almost nice, but
almost nice.
Give it till next year, and we can say it.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a game that is completely unrelated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Red Faction.
Ooh.
Have any of you played Red Faction?
I think I've played Gorilla.
Okay, I'm not talking about Gorilla.
No. I have played, like, a few minutes of one of them at a friend's house when I was a kid. So, basically, no.
So,
but I know what they look like.
Yeah, Red Faction's whole thing... at least you probably like the idea of Red Faction. It's basically miners on the, like, space world being, you know, overworked, exploited, and rebelling against their masters and stuff like that. So using, like, mine equipment and things as weapons. What's super fucking cool about this game, this was on the PlayStation 2, mind you. It had, like, fully destructible world.
Yeah.
Including, like any part of the ground, the mines, the caves.
I didn't know the PlayStation 2 version had this.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. The PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah, that's why I've heard of this. That's why I've heard of this game before.
Super destructible environments, like insane amounts for the PlayStation 2, especially, that they were able to do this was absolutely fucking wild. I don't think any game since has really done the same level of destructible environments.
No, a couple games have tried, but never as cool as Red Faction.
Yeah,
did
I mean,
it?
Minecraft technically does, but that's like that's it.
Yeah,
that's a building game.
Yeah. It's like I could think of like a few, but they're all like physics based games already. They're not like
this is basically a shooter with a really cool story mode and a PvP mode where like you can destroy people by shooting through the world at them. Like, this was like PlayStation 2 screen peekers paradise. Because like you super know the maps, you know where people are, you can literally just like shoot through the ground and blow sections of the earth up to kill them. This game was super cool. They did make Red Faction Guerrilla, which I think was on the PlayStation 3 era.
Yeah, I think so.
But they haven't done anything with it since then. And I don't think, like, especially with like the climate of the world and stuff right now, I think you could make a really dope Red Faction remake. You wouldn't have to change much in terms of like tone or story or anything. So definitely not a reimagining, but just a huge focus on like destructible environments and making cool, add a bunch of cool new weapons because they're cool mining weapons. I'm sure, you know, mines have advanced in terms of seeing other games do cool things with space and mining in the past like 20 years since this game was released, where they could bring in tons of cool new weapons, tons of cool new concepts, toss that in there, blow people up, overthrow the corporations, reclaim the planet. Elise, literally, have you seen the cover for Red Faction?
No, okay. It's like the holding a pickaxe.
Yeah, that's the whole cover. That's it. It's red and has that fist on it.
Gorillaz is basically the same, but with like a hammer instead of a pickaxe.
Yeah. Well, I thought Gorilla's cover had like the dude like with a car.
It does have a dude, but he's like small and in the bottom.
But yeah, no, this game was rad. I would love for this to come back with a remake and, you know, focus on destructible environments that, you know, like Call of Duty and like Battlefield and stuff do it a little bit. But I want to see more.
I just had a flashback to a moment in time about half a decade ago before Crackdown 3 came out and was a huge disappointment where they were like, we're going to use cloud technology to make all the environments destructible. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah. I didn't remember they were using like cloud technology for that.
Yeah. Which I don't understand how that was going to make sense. I think it was like, you would be able to join other people's servers and then it was like,
oh yeah.
But still,
it's probably just offloading processing to a cloud so that they don't have to do it on the console.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that didn't work out, did it?
Sure didn't.
Like, I don't need the fidelity of, like, you know, a Battlefield or Call of Duty, but I want it to look good and just blow everything up. And I feel like with SSDs and stuff, like, you could probably do that.
Yeah, you're 100% right. SSDs should make this a lot more feasible for companies to do.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And Mackie, I'm going to write that one down. I'll talk about that later. That's a very good game to get a remake. Pridge, do you want to take one
Sure.
Yeah.
Two people we talked about this a little in pre-stream, and David already talked about this one, so I'm just going to get it out of the way now. You know what's a really popular series? Fire Emblem. You know what has a lot of old games that haven't been released? Well, I mean, not only a lot of old games, but also a lot of games that haven't been released in the West yet? Fire Emblem.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Again, this is one of those things I've talked about a lot. There have been rumors of remakes of the earlier Fire Emblems, like, pretty frequently. You hear rumors, especially recently. I mean, there was... I think you could even get a Fire Emblem Gaiden remake on our Fantasy League as an unannounced game. Yes. I think that option existed, and one of us got it.
I think the rumored one is Fire Emblem 4.
Okay.
And I believe 1 and 2 have already been remade, and maybe 3. So like one was Shadow Dragon. That is the remake of 1. And then Shadows of Valentia was a remake of...
That's right.
I believe 2 Gaiden. Or 3.
Yeah. So they have done them before. Unfortunately, Shadow Dragon was ass. And Echoes
was good. You don't say anything.
Echoes was good. Not one of my favorites. It was good, though.
Yeah.
That's fair.
What I'm surprised they haven't done is 6.
Yeah!
Especially since... 7 was the one that first came to the West.
Yeah.
And 7's a prequel to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Roy, that's one of the two characters that made it into Smash Bros.
That's where Roy's from, baby.
Yeah, that's where Roy's from. So I'm like, I'm shocked that 6 is not, like, number one on the list for a remaster.
Yeah.
It would be a perfect choice. I was curious, so I looked up. It looks like it was 2000... I looked up and I want to check.
2002 or 1 that 6 came out.
Yeah, that's when 6 came out. 7 went to the West in 2000.
It was the next year.
Yeah, 2003. Hey, 20th year anniversary of 7 coming to the West. Would be a pretty cool time to remaster 6.
Now, Pritch, counterpoint, Nintendo does fucking nothing for its anniversaries.
Yeah, I know. Look,
Mario.
I'm just trying to market for them. All right. I'm trying to do their job that they refuse to do.
Nintendo doesn't want your help.
No, wasn't this year Kirby's anniversary, and he got like 4 fucking games,
8 million games.
That's true.
Almost got four this year. The deluxe is coming out February.
Got announced this year though. Again, the big thing is obviously it's a Fire Emblem game. You don't have to change much to the gameplay. Obviously, it's a tactics game. They're really easy to remaster because you really shouldn't change tactic games too much. Besides just updating UIs and interfaces so they look good. The one thing they should do is have a writer come in and kind of do a bit of character work. Because characters in old Fire Emblem games, to call them like one note characters is giving them too much credit. They are zero note characters in a lot of games. And they have just lifeless, empty husks that you use. And especially since the characters in Three Houses were so well done, all you really need to do is keep the gameplay and just have someone come in and add personalities to characters.
Yeah. Give a couple of them in six a little better stats. That's all I'm gonna say too.
Obviously you rebalance and stuff too, but like again, the biggest thing is just modernize UI and interface and actually attempt to write characters. And other than that, just it's a pretty easy, successful strategy. And I guess they're slightly turned off from remasters because Shadow Dragon did so bad, and even though Echoes is good, I don't think it sold well.
No, it didn't do it. Well, they didn't do in Shadow Dragon, they didn't do exactly what you said. They didn't update the writing really at all.
Which
is why everyone was like, wow, these characters sure do exist, huh?
Yeah. I don't think it'd be a super complex idea, but I think it would work. And again, it's a game that would it's a game that you could easily connect to Seven, since that's what brought Fire Emblem to the West, and it feels like it's the most. Again, I obviously Shadow Dragon was a great choice, should have been a great choice because Marth, that's the one we all know. But for a lot of the same reasons, Six should be another really obvious choice to do.
You know, if Marth never showed up in another Fire Emblem game, I think I'd be okay.
Oh, the only reason he's in them is because Japan likes him.
Japan fucking loves this.
Japan
guy.
Loves Marth.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He's fine.
he's
he doesn't fight for his friends and do heroin like Ike, but
I fight for my friends and do
heroin.
Yeah, I thought I got on that one.
I have one that I think is pretty spicy because nobody talks about touching this game because it is sacred.
Oh, but I know what this is.
I'm very curious what you think it is. I would love to see them do a remake of Super Metroid.
Oh, it wasn't what I thought it was.
Okay.
In a first person style.
Oh, no.
Wait.
I think, and to be fair, they don't need to do this. Fucking Super Metroid. Flawless game, perfect, timeless. Two thirds of this podcast will agree with me. But put it in obviously not Metroid Prime, because Metroid Prime still has like the lock-on style, which I think is gonna it sure as shit better be phased out for Metroid Prime 4. But just give us I think it would be really cool to explore this world that so many people have played multiple times through. In a completely different way of experiencing that, a la, you know, different remakes or remasters we've talked about, or even like Link's Awakening, which it's still very similar, but I would obviously the art style is completely different, but I think it would be really cool to get to experience an entire game from, I guess it would be more like the Resident Evil 2 remake.
That's a very good comparison. Yeah,
static camera angles and all that stuff. It's a behind the shoulder third person shooter. I think that would be a really cool thing. Also, just some of the bosses in Super Metroid, I think, are conceptually some of my favorites from the franchise. So I think it would be cool to see them come back. And just obviously giving that a whole new coat of paint. There's not too much I want to say on this because I don't want to belabor it. But also, fucking Dark Cloud 2. I'll keep saying it. Dark Cloud 2 is such a good game. So ahead of its time. Going back to it now, The combat is a little, it's actually pretty, but like, man, if you fix the combat up, getting to go through the levels and slowly gain resources to build up your towns outside of the combat segments. Also, again, the just the badass cool mechanic of being able to take pictures with your nerdy inventor boy character. And then if you get the right ones, he's like, wait, I've got an idea. And then he makes a weapon based off of that. Like, such a cool fucking mechanic. And I love it. God. I wrote down some other ones that Chad has said that I'll kind of bring up later, but I don't want to hog the.
I'll go next just because there was a game I thought Zach was going to refer to that I want to bring up.
Yeah, I'm really curious what it was.
Chrono Trigger, I think.
Oh, that was one of the ones I wrote down.
Oh, okay. You're like, oh, a sacred game that nobody wants to touch. I'm like,
yeah.
Chrono Trigger?
No, just make Chrono Trigger with
HD2D, baby.
Yeah, dude, give me the fucking Octopath Traveler art style.
Yeah, it's like HD2D is what they call it.
Yeah,
make it not ATB.
Yeah, I put that in mind too. Like, I want it to be HD2D. I don't need any real story tweaks or anything. I think that stuff is flawless, and you should not touch it. But yeah, I do think some of the ATB things could at least like pause while you're selecting things from the 15 menus that exist. would be good. But like, you don't have to change a ton in that game. Just make it HD2D. Good to go. Be a great game.
Neku in the chat hitting us with one that both me and David would love. See, Mega Man Legends remake.
I saw that and I don't want a remake of that.
Oh.
Because I think
part of the charm is how kind of janky it is.
Part of the charm is the art style, which I don't.
Oh, I love that art style so
much. I think the art style is fantastic, but I don't know that I would trust someone to do a game in that style in modern day. It would be, if they were able to replicate that, I would rather have a new Mega Man Legends than a remake of Mega Man Legends. Let me phrase it that way.
100%.
I would much rather have that. It's like Mega Man Legends 1 and 2 are great. I love them. Their art style is super cool. I'd rather have a new entry than a remake. Mm-hmm. If I need to get a remake in order to get a new entry, I will accept that, though.
Very good.
Just give it to the guy that made One Step from Eden.
No, well, that's Battle Network. That's Battle Network.
Oh,
very different. Very different.
Very different. There was
shout out to the One Step from Eden guy. Holy shit! What a video game.
There was a game I saw an ad for. Oh yeah. Here it is. There's a game, if you're interested, called Frog Gun. Frog UN, which
that's
is like
awesome.
A 3D platformer. That does a very similar. It's an indie game, indie 3D art style that looks.
This looks.
It's neat. Mega Man Legends is the art style. Like, maybe not the environment, but definitely the character art is. It's just Mega Man Legends.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Fuck! I want to play this so bad.
It's a platformer. It's not Mega Man Legends. They just use the art style because it's a really good art style.
Oh my god, I love that. Gorgeous.
Like I love that art style so much. Like polygonal, and then having the texture be like their faces and anime using the texture
you swap the textures.
Such a cool way to do it. Such a cool way to do 3D without having to like model mouths and make it look fucking weird like most people did at the time. Oh yeah. Elysia Bridge? Y'all got something?
Yeah. Y'all know I love Skyrim. Y'all know I love Oblivion.
Yeah.
I put a good amount of time into the Elder Scrolls Online. That game's pretty good too. One game I've never been able to get into is Morrowind.
Oh.
I've tried on multiple occasions to like get into it. I've tried like modding it, but mods can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
I have on multiple occasions dove really deep into like Elder Scrolls lore and shit because the Elder Scrolls lore is fucking wild and I love it.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And Morrowind is actually like where a lot of that stuff comes from, and like probably the game that is like most like rooted in the lore, I'll say.
Yeah.
And there's Morrowind is like beloved by like the fans that have played it because, for one, it's like got this really like deep lore story that's really good. For two, it just lets you do a lot of shit that the older the newer games don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like fly.
propel yourself across the map with like combinations of spells and shit.
Yeah.
But also, have y'all tried to play Morrowind in the last like decade?
Only Elder Scrolls game I've played is Skyrim.
Okay.
Which I did really like.
Where every time you swing your sword, it rolls a dice to see if you hit.
That was pretty normal for back then, to be honest.
Yeah, it was. It also fucking sucks.
For a first person action game, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I hate that.
Everyone does a game where to run, not even to sprint, but to run, it spends stamina. Like to go to like what is now considered normal moving speed, it spends stamina, and stamina takes about 5 years to recharge.
Yeah, the stamina recharge in that game fucking sucks. I remember that.
If you're running across a place and you get attacked, good luck. You have zero stamina, and swinging your sword also costs stamina.
Yep.
It will take 5 years to recharge. So guess you're fucked.
So
guess you're screwed.
Elise, would you like to change some of the game systems in this remake of Morrowind that you're talking about?
I would. I want to like strike a balance between like I want to still let you do all that crazy shit that all the fans love, like combine spells and also like the story stuff with like you know your actions actually affecting things and not being able to be like jack of all trades, master of also all trades. like you can in the other games, you know, you can be in Skyrim the fucking leader of the companions and the dragonborn and the fucking
head of the assassin guild, the thieves guild, the mage guild.
And you could in Oblivion too, but it's like you actually have to build into that stuff in Morrowind, which I think is cool. And like your actions actually affect like how others treat you. So I want it to be a game that doesn't feel like absolute dog shit to play.
Like on that thread, Elise, I would actually like them to remake Daggerfall.
Mm-hmm. I would also love to see that, yeah.
I would like them to make Daggerfall more in the style of a Skyrim or Oblivion or something, mm-hmm. where, for those who don't know, Daggerfall is procedurally generated. Like procedurally generating cities and quests and stuff, which means there's a lot of just, and this is procedurally generated in what, the late 90s, mid 90s, 96. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Not good is what I'll call that. Like impressive for how big it was at the time, but I wouldn't call it good.
It's still like basically the biggest video game world ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
procedurally generated games don't fucking count for that. Yeah.
Where, like, it is the same for everyone, but also, like, the developers did not handcraft most of it.
Most of it's just, like, procedural generated. But, yeah, I would like them to redo that, scale it down, and, like, actually, like, handcraft quests and stuff. Because, like, it's a shame to me that, like, the mainline Elder Scrolls could potentially never go back to that region. Because they tend to go around and just, like, skip it when it could be, like, super cool if they actually put time into it.
Was Daggerfall, did that also have like all of Tamriel though?
Hyrok and Hammerfell.
Okay, maybe it's just Arena that had.
Arena had all of it. Yeah.
Okay.
However, I'm on the Wikipedia page. Daggerfall consists of 15,000 cities, towns, villages, and dungeons.
What the fuck?
15,000. Why?
No.
Yeah, tone that down, re-release it, as a remake, I'd be super down.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% agree. And fuck, do it with Arena too.
No, I don't care about Arena. Arena's whatever. That's ESO. That's what I consider the Arena.
You know what? You're not wrong. ESO is great. I do like it. Just haven't gotten back into it in a while.
Okay, Zach's holding up a picture of what at first I thought was Trogdor holding a sword.
No.
But it is a Yoshi with a stick person on top holding a sword, which makes more sense than the Trogdor, but not by a lot.
Anyways,
Pridge, what are we remaking?
I mean, this one's just so me centric. just save Xenoblade Chronicles X from the Wii U. Just get it off. Just get it off that system. It's a phenomenal game. Just
Fridge, that's just a port. You don't need to waste a remake slot on that.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? You're probably not wrong. I just want someone to save that game.
Save Xenoblade Chronicles key.
All right. Hear me out here. Because I'm insane.
Oh shit.
I want remaster of Donkey Kong Country 64.
No. Please.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I can no. see it.
Yes. No. Yes, Zach. Just shit. Take away, just get rid of the jank and give me that game.
No.
It's so good.
Just remake one of the Banjo-Kazooies. They're better games.
No, this one has 5 protagonists.
That's me.
But that's what made it cool, though. It was fun to play the It was fun to play all the different ones.
Yeah, but then you only ended up playing as Lanky, and then when you had to switch to get the other things, because Lanky was the best because of the big arms. He's got a funny face. He has no style,
I haven't played Donkey Kong Country 64, so this is all just really entertaining to me.
It's a good game.
Lanky Kong.
Yeah, Lanky Kong.
I know I'm insane, but it's a good game.
It's an okay game.
It's a bad game. I can see like a remake making it good. You know what I mean?
I just think that like the controls we as a society have moved past collectathons.
Oh no, we have. Well, no, we have not.
Well, I mean, collectathons of. I mean, mascot collectathons, yes, for the most part.
I just can't think of anything that like. Is on the same scale as Donkey Kong 64 as far as like collectathons go.
Hear me out. Assassin's Creed as a franchise.
I've never actually put any of them, so I can't.
Really?
The newer ones just, that are so big, like I would put those under the collectathon.
I mean, that's like a Ubisoft. Yeah, there's so many.
They're not just checking things off, though, which is like what collectathon means.
Yeah.
Like collectathon doesn't mean like collectathon. It means 3D platformer, but like
yeah. With more than just go to the end of the level like like Mario Sunshine kind of thing. Hey, Mario Sunshine kind of counts, but
Mario Sunshine is it a collectathon? I don't know.
Not really.
It actually definitely isn't.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
They sort of are, but also aren't. It's weird.
That's a good one.
Maybe Yooka-Laylee, that's probably the most recent one that like was relatively well received.
Was Yooka-Laylee well received?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played it. It was decently fun for a few hours and I got bored.
Yeah.
That's relatively well received for a collectathon.
Mario Odyssey, Madden Time. I guess there haven't been that many huge ones lately, but like in the last few years, but like they're still kicking.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Neku, I have a good one.
Neku in the chat has a good one.
Yeah, Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe. I do want that.
Yeah. Do love that. Knights of the Old Republic.
What?
Which I know was in development, now suddenly isn't. But I would like an actual reimagining of that. Because the gameplay, I do not think would hold up super well. What?
It's getting what?
No, I know that.
Well, maybe the studio that was making it got pulled off of it and it got moved to a different studio.
The development is up in the air
basically
right now.
Restarted. Isaac, what, you know what the third thing on my list is?
Knights of the Old Republic.
KOTOR, but make it real.
That's pretty good.
I put KOTOR on my list. Oh, no, like, make it real.
Yeah, I've never played KOTOR, and I really want to play KOTOR, so I want that game to actually be for real remade.
And I hope that if they do it, I hope they go to a real-time battle instead of the pseudo-turn-based. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of real-time with pause. Have y'all played, like...
Make it like a Final Fantasy VII remake.
Well, no, I'm thinking like, because what it is essentially a different camera angle on the same thing that like Planescape Torment, Baldur's Gate, Pillars of Eternity.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Pillars of
Eternity. And that's what KOTOR is. Yeah. Like,
it is, but it doesn't need to be.
See, you say that, and I actually super bounced hard off of Pillars of Eternity, thinking I would like it. So I'm like, I don't know if I'd like that actually.
I think it would be cool to have that as like a 3D action game compared to
for sure
the current one. I think a lot of old fans would be mad, and then they get over it and like the game.
I still like it. I wanted to find that KOTOR's battle system is actually good.
Some of the really good ones I saw in the chat. Sorry if you suggest another one, it means I don't like your opinion. That was a joke.
Fucking destroyed chat.
That was a joke. I clarified it like that because I realized some really good ones I saw in the chat, and I was like, well, if I don't say this, it means like I'm being a jerk.
It cannot be unsaid.
Sibylla said Secret of Mana or Secret of Evermore remake, which 100%.
Did they not remake Secret of Mana?
But it was bad. Oh no. That was
Trials of Mana?
Something of it is one of the manas.
Trials. Oh, I think it was Trials of Legend.
Trials. You're right. It was Trials. Which mixed bag. I would also want it to be in the 3D, 2D, HD 2D art style.
Put any old pixel game in that fucking engine.
It just looks so fucking good.
It looks so cool.
Drake suggested Metal Gear Solid, which of course
it's a freebie.
Remake Metal Gear Solid 1. Oh my god,
if
just
we
fucking do it.
Do not get a remake of Metal Gear Solid in the next 5 years.
Konami's leaving money on the
Konami
table.
Just, oh my god. Just remake it.
That one does feel pretty free.
It's so and like they re-recorded all of the audio in the GameCube generation
for Twin Snakes.
So it's just like, man, just give us that sweet,
like,
sweet goodness.
You could literally not change the writing, just leave everything the same and just make it better. It'd be so good.
So good. And Mackie pointed out Eternal Darkness, which I don't think no, Eternal Darkness, GameCube game, horror. That was like really interesting and ambitious. It like the story spanned like several decades, not several, several centuries, where like you would play like one chapter as like an old rich dude in like the 1800s that has like a spooky haunted house. And then like you'd play another chapter where you're like a Roman centurion. And like all this stuff, like across different timelines, and it's telling this full story of like a demon that's like trying to end the world. But it's really, really cool. And the major thing with it is like it has, you have like your health, your like mana essentially, and you also have your sanity. And as your sanity runs down, like certain things can happen. Most notably, some of the like really cool ones were like, you would see your audio, like it would pull up like volume on the screen and it would show the volume turning down.
That's
the game
cool.
would go mute and like, or it would like change a channel. Or like one of the best ones is at a certain point in the game, if you try to save, it will, instead of saying, do you want to save over this file? It'll say, do you want to delete all of your data? And because you've done this so many times at this point, you just hit yes. And it's like, okay, deleting all your data. And it slowly shows a bar like emptying. And you as the player are like, no, what? Oh my God, what? And then it will like jump back to the title screen. And you're like freaking out. And then all of a sudden it jumps back to where you were in the game. And it's like, nah, it's just that was just a psychic effect.
Awesome.
Yeah, like it does that's cool dope. Shit like that. I would love to see somebody do that.
That's probably where Amnesia got theirs, but they didn't like do fourth wall breaking stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Amnesia is just like you start seeing like your sanity gets too low, like you start seeing ghosts that aren't there, or like you see bugs crawling across the screens.
Yeah, it's a really cool game. I wish it had aged better, but because it's still tank controls, which feels pretty dog shit to play in 2022. But
tank controls are bad.
And another funny one I saw Kusa, I think it's Kusa Aho or Kuso Aho, said the remake of Seaman for the Dreamcast. It's really
God
good.
Damn it.
Fucking I love that shit. Like games that are made to be funny, like fucking give me that. Like always. If you can make a video game like genuinely funny, please do. They're hard to make actually funny, and there's a reason why people don't do them, but
yeah, funny games are very difficult. Like extremely difficult to do. Like almost no one makes them, and the people that do are named Tim Schafer. I saw one more that was also on my list from the chat. I think it was Kusa Aho as well. It was a Legend of Dragoon.
Yeah,
a ton of people want it, myself included. That game is dope. It's a Sony property. They could put Blue Point on it or something. Huge RPG, cool combat system that's sort of similar to Yakuza Like a Dragon. It's with like the way you attack, you have like prompts and stuff as you're attacking.
I was 100% thinking of Panzer Dragoon. Completely different.
Oh yeah,
franchise.
No, it's the flying thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Legend of Dragoon is a turn-based JRPG. But it's a super cool game. Like it's honestly pretty similar to Legend of Legaia in a lot of ways too, which I would also, that's not happening. I didn't even put it on my list because it's not happening, but it'd be great. I'm not even gonna pretend that's ever getting remade. Maybe I'll get a PlayStation Classics version of it on digital at some point. That's about as much as I'll dream on that. I had two more that I wanted to bring up from my list. Speaking of the HD 2D stuff, Final Fantasy VI, like that seems like a no-brainer to put in HD 2D and re-release.
Yeah.
Zach, I think you muted yourself, by the way.
Sorry. Yeah. Final Fantasy VI, probably my favorite, one of my favorite Final Fantasy games. So good.
A ton of people love it. They did the pixel remasters or whatever that somehow make the game look worse. And
yeah.
So I'm like, well, I know why they look worse, but it's I can't believe they released them in that state. Like CRTs with the way scan lines were basically made, you know, sprites look better than they were. And if you take those exact same sprites and put them on modern PCs, they look like garbage.
Yeah.
But there are ways you can get around that, and I would have much rather had them do one of those ways instead of just making the art look smudgy and bad.
Yeah.
But put that shit in the fucking HD2D engine. Free money. Print it.
Yeah.
Square Enix, yeah. Just print money. Stop making Various Day Life and make that.
Hey, man. Various Day Life is a game with a name.
A really, really bad name.
That's why I just said a name.
Yeah, they really like, you know, obviously it's a meme that, Square Enix makes really terrible titles to their video games.
It's not a meme. It's real.
Yeah, it's not a meme.
But then,
and it has 41% of 24 user reviews on this game are positive.
Which game?
Various Day Life.
Oh my god! Wait, is it out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Later today on the direct thing.
Yeah. And they all have the same title font too. Like Various Day Life, yeah. Triangle Strategy, Octopath Traveler. It's all the same font.
Yeah.
Like they don't try at all. But yeah, I really want Final Fantasy VI in that. I think that one would do crazy. the other ones from before 6 would, I think, also be great in that engine, but I think 6 would be a bigger one to do. And the other big one I had on my list was, I went like a GTA San Andreas remake that's like true to the original. Like, just give me better shooting, because the shooting does suck in that game. It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
Now, question, was that not included in the trilogy that they did?
That was a remaster / 11. That was a remaster / port. It was included, but it wasn't, okay. Like, they didn't do they did shit to it to make it look worse, which I want a full-on remake, not a remaster, which is what I think they did. Their remaster made textures worse than they were originally, which was impressive, and made the rain so that you can't see the screen when it's raining. So that was a good thing to release to the people. But no, I want like an actual like GTA 6 level of visual style, with San Andreas, because like that game is so beloved. It has one of the best stories and acting in a GTA game. Fucking love San Andreas. It's so good. Big Smoke, Ryder, the all you do is follow the damn train, CJ. Classic.
Wait, was that Vice City?
San Andreas.
Oh, sorry. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Vice City is Tommy.
Tommy Vercetti. Yeah.
Is San Andreas the one with the 2 number nines, a number nine large? Yeah.
that's the legend Big Smoke. The legend Big Smoke. But I fucking love that game. I would love to have a version of that on modern systems that actually like looks good and plays okay. Lucia. Remake the Prince of Persia movie, but make it more racist. No.
Scarlett Johansson play the Prince.
I would have put Prince of Persia on this list if they weren't already remaking it and making it look worse.
It was funny. I was literally just looking at some lists of games we are suggesting, and one of the lists must be old because it's like Perfect Dark already happening. Prince of Persia already happening.
Well, Perfect Dark might be a new game. It might not be a remake. I don't think we know.
It's really unclear what that project is, or even how it's going.
I don't think could be wrong.
Especially because most of the people they hired to work specifically on that game left, and now most of it seems to be
Crystal Dynamics now.
Dynamics, who's now owned by THQ and not by Square Enix. So it's like, what's happening here?
What's going on?
Yeah, I no longer have hope that that game's going to be good.
A lot of people on these lists said Coda, or a lot of people said Bully.
Bully's a good one. It's been remastered a little bit. I think the remaster is actually playable, unlike the GTA trilogy, though. So that's good.
A lot of people talking about the original Metal Gear games. The original Metal Gear ones.
They're not worth it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
I would like a low effort remake.
Well,
that's what I mean. Like, I like a remake of those games, but in the style of a later Metal Gear.
I will say this: the plot of Metal Gear Solid 1 has a lot, or not the plot, but the moment to moment gameplay of Metal Gear Solid 1 reuses a lot of things that were done in the earlier Metal Gear games. Like getting in the box in 3, like how you get in the box and sit in the back of a truck. That truck drives you somewhere.
You knew that was 2, but
that was taken directly from the first Metal Gear game. Smoking into the lights so you could see them. That was from the original Metal Gear game. Like,
damn,
Kojima had a lot of really good ideas back then.
David, this one list has Skies of Arcadia.
Oh,
it already looks great. I just need a port. I don't need it to be remade.
You don't need a remaster. You just need a port.
To modern consoles, and I will be more than happy. I don't need a remake. Want to make a new entry in the Skies series, and I'd be cool with that.
Yeah,
be great with that.
I've got 2 space sims on my list, which are X-Wing / TIE Fighter, or any of that series.
Yep.
Because those games are dope, but also came out in like 1991. Something like that. They did make Star Wars
Squadrons,
which was all right. That game's all right. But I'd love if they just like remade X-Wing, TIE Fighter, one of those games. X-Wings plus TIE Fighter, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. There's like five of those.
Now, if somebody remade Beyond Good and Evil 1, do you think I'd actually play it?
Listen, Zach, I did. So I lied when I said I had only two more last time. I had a line item that had two other games that I was just like, no, I can't say these. And Halucha in the chat was like, remake Psychonauts, but with Psychonauts 2 combat. I had Psychonauts in the Psychonauts 2 engine, so it's less janky. Mm. And then I also had Beyond Good and Evil 1, but in their newer engine. But I was like, I can't do it. And then you both brought it up, so you know what? You get it.
I also have Free Space 2 on here, which is like one of the original.
Elise, are you playing bingo right now?
What?
Free Space is like one of the free Windows games.
It's not!
When are they going to make Minesweeper 2?
They should remaster Solitaire.
They should remaster Space Pinball.
They should!
Why would you remaster Perfection, though?
Just that super loud startup sound.
It's a 10 out of 10, so the only place to go is down. So it's not worth buying.
Fucking Peggle's World or whatever it's called.
Peggle's World. The thing Sophie's bringing up.
I'm mad because I also wrote that as a final outro joke. Finkel's World remake. Give us Babe for the PlayStation 5.
Babe.
Remake Glover, please. I mean, come on.
Oh, don't.
Glover already?
Really not that good of a video game.
Oh, Roxas.
Purple Place is what I meant.
Purple Place? Herbal Place and an MLM scheme. They didn't remaster that.
Herbal Place. I think that's where I get my weed from.
Fuck you. Herbal Place is a real thing, and it came free on Windows Vista.
Oh, fuck. Nekus' remake Persona 1 and 2. Those games don't exist. Everyone knows the Persona franchise started with Persona 3.
Yep.
This is accurate.
If you were doing those ones, if you were doing those, full-on reimagining.
Yeah.
Full-on reimagining.
I'd even say that for 3. Look, the 3's combat is bad.
Yeah, I would like for them to redo 3, because I know a lot of Persona fans say that 3 is the best, but I will not go back to play that video.
3
again.
Has like cool story and stuff, but like
also
you have to grind so much that it is not enjoyable. And you do have to shoot yourself in the head to summon your persona in 3. So
yeah, they can reimagine that part.
Can they reimagine the final villain?
We don't need to reimagine. We don't need to have a game with a literal constant trigger warning.
Persona 3 Portable is also the only Persona where you can play as a girl.
Before Golden, you can too.
No, you can't.
Am I crazy? I
thought Persona 4 Golden? No, you're not Yunari Kami.
Yeah, in Persona 4 Golden, you cannot play as a girl.
Oh. You're the main character, not your party.
Your main character. I thought the new character they added in Golden you could play as instead of you, but never mind.
No.
I haven't played it, I just thought that was the case. Oh, Roxas belly. Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Very good. Roxas's face is like, what the fuck? Very good. A very good tail right on the camera. Heck yeah. Look at it go.
I love that the camera is just barely above the butthole. Good placement.
I was about to say, thank God.
good placement. Beck mother, I wish to be free.
Fuck, that's funny. Drake says, make Reddit mad by remaking The Last of Us 2.
Make me mad. That's so many resources.
That would be actually really funny, but no.
That's why I'm mad about one being remade. It's so many resources to remake a game that already is in a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other ones y'all want to bring up?
I think that's it for me.
I feel like I either said or joked about all the ones thinking about.
I mean,
I got a deep cut on here, and I'm not going to linger on it, but Treasure Planet, Battle at Procyon.
What the fuck?
What? I'm just going to say yes. I'm just going to agree.
that's all.
What? They made a video game for the hit Disney movie?
And it's good.
Rockstar made it?
It's no. good.
Rockstar Vancouver made Treasure Planet Battle at Procyon.
It's like a real-time strategy game
for Microsoft Windows.
Yeah. It's like a naval combat but in space.
Oh my god.
Real-time strategy game.
Wait, remake the fuck out of this.
Yeah. I can't. Oh, I know why.
I'm all in on this idea. I'm sold.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of these ships look like Skies of Arcadia. I'd probably be down for this. Oh my god, give me a Skies of Arcadia RTS. Holy shit. Okay. I got myself like super hyped really quick there for a minute.
God damn. Oh, shit. Ghost Trick is actually a really good one. Just give it a new coat of paint. That's a really good idea.
Just emulate it. What else are you going to add besides the ability to, yeah, just
save state? Yeah. You're totally right, Bridge. Just
emulate it.
Make it look a little bit nicer. Like up-res the models. That's all I need.
Yes.
Make it so you don't need the touch controls, the DS, so it can be on Switch or something.
Yeah, I like the touch controls for it.
Oh, I wonder if the Steam Deck DS emulator, if the touchscreen works for it.
Wait, would you hold it sideways, like vertically?
If I only need the touchpad, then yes. If I need to also use the controller, like most of the DS games, no. But like if I were playing like Elite Beat Agents, hell yeah, I'd hold that vertically. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Neku says remake Final Fantasy 1, but this time you play as Garland. Oh wait.
Isn't that Origin? That's Stranger Paradise, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Stranger Paradise.
Chaos.
Spoilers. You're playing as Garland.
Yeah, that's like endgame spoilers for Stranger Paradise. Yeah,
listen, well. I played the demo when I figured it out. It's not that much of a spoiler.
Yeah.
It really is.
We're going to kill Chaos.
Chaos. Everyone go watch the cutscenes. Control! You don't need to know what the game is or be interested. Just watch the cutscenes. It's good.
How long is a cutscene?
Remaster of Sonic 06.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just for David.
No.
Just for David.
I watched Goggles.
Well, David, you didn't play that.
I watched Goggles play through it, and it was painful enough.
I think Goggles really wants it.
Oh my god.
Let me text him one sec. Goggles, do you want a Sonic 06?
I assumed you were just going to instantly turn back to the camera and say he said no.
Goggles said he would rather die.
Brutal.
Yeah.
But understandable.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to play a Sonic 06 remake.
Okay. So all cutscenes from Final Fantasy Stranger of Paradise is about 2 hours. That's a good stream.
That's a good watch party stream. I agree. That's a good watch party stream.
We might add that to the list for the
watch only the cutscene.
The gameplay of Stranger of Paradise is like a bad Souls like.
Yeah,
it was okay. I played the demo. It was okay.
I played the main game, but only enough that basically I played the demo.
We should put that on Extra Life. That's a good
yeah
next day segment.
Yeah,
when we're all tired.
Just remember, no important tier lists on the second day of Extra Life.
Listen, we'll redo the Zelda one, okay? We'll redo it.
I'm just saying, don't put something that's better with high energy at the most low energy part of Extra Life.
We'll redo it.
It was bad watching the stream back, y'all. I'm sorry. We were not there. Wait until Tears of the Kingdom comes out.
That's a good point. We'll wait for Tears of the Kingdom. Most of us will play it, and then we'll make a tier list.
Probably do it later next year.
Hell yeah, folks!
Extra Life
2023. Yeah. We'll start it with that.
Yeah, folks. Thank you for tuning in to another Save Data Cast. It's been lovely having all you live folks in the chat. Made it much better. Also gave us some fantastic suggestions. And also Seaman. You did also suggest Seaman. So.
Hey, this is a great game.
No. No, it's really not. But thank you all for tuning in. If you are tuning in live or listening to this before Sunday, September 18th, we're going to be playing Professor Layton on Sunday. I believe that's at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct?
We might actually finish it. We're pretty close, I believe.
Hell yeah. So tune in.
I feel like you guys are actually from the last thing I recall seeing.
We're on like the last two chapters, one which we've finished about two every stream, although apparently one of the the last chapter is pretty long.
Might not finish it, but probably will. Yeah. If you don't, that's going to be an awkward last stream. Whatever.
Let's hope you do.
Yeah, let's hope you do. But yeah, if you're around Sunday, tune in. Yeah,
that means we're going to start Eye of the Somnium Files in a couple of weeks. Holy shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Got to fish that stream layout now, too.
Tune in for that on Monday. We have Goggles returning with Chris and Zach for another episode of Metal Bear Solid, which I believe we'll get to the Psycho Mantis fight this coming week. So
yeah,
that'll be dope. Goggles does need to figure out how to do that in an emulator. Tune in for that. That'll be a fun time.
Actually, very weird.
The first stream was honestly much better than I thought it was going to be. Like, it was very good. So tune in to that. It'll be a fun time. And then we'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode of the Save Data Cast. So, thank you all for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. If you liked all of this, check us out on patreon.com/savedatateam. Check us out live on twitch.tv/savedatateam. Give us a listen if you're watching on the YouTube or Twitch. Give us a listen on a podcast network. Rate us. Let them know that you watched our thing and think we're great. That'd be cool. It helps us a great deal get those numbers up. Other than that, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Night.
Bubsy 3D. God damn it. Bubsy 4D. This time Bubsy comes out of the television and punches you.